نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Among the greatest kingdoms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to any Nabi was the kingdom of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. It was a kingdom unlike any before him or after him. A kingdom in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed His command over the winds, the birds, and even the jinnats. So the jinn were subjugated by Him. They worked for Him and they labored for Him. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made a special dua for such a kingdom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us that Allah granted Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam that kingdom. And one of the most remarkable aspects of his kingdom was his control over the jinnat. So the dua Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made was that, O Allah, grant me a kingdom that is not granted, would not be granted to anyone after me. So part of that kingdom was his ability to command the jinn and subjugate the jinn. So Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِهِ, that among the jinn were those who worked for him or before him with the idhn of Allah subhanahu, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ عَنْ أَمْرِنَا نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ, that whoever deviated from our command among them, we would make him taste the punishment of a blazing fire. But they would be punished. So this verse shows that the jinnat worked under the command of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And it was enforced. They didn't have a choice but to work for him. So if anyone among them attempted or rebelled, Allah punished those jinnat. So Ibn Kathir explained that whoever among them departed or refused to obey Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah punished him and made that jinn taste the blazing fire. So the Quran speaks about the different ways in which the jinnat worked for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So the verse says, وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءِ وَغَوَّاسِ, that and the shayateen worked for him, every builder and diver, one who dives into the oceans. So this verse speaks about two major categories of labor that the jinn performed for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. First, they were builders. These jinn were responsible for constructing massive structures for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the other was that they, at his command, would go into the bed of the sea and extract pearls, rubies, and precious stones for embellishing the kingdoms of the palaces of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So another verse is, يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِن مَحَارِيبُ, that they build for him whatever he wished of lofty sanctuaries. Maharib, lofty sanctuaries. And Ibn Kathir, one of the historians and scholars, says these were large places of worship, extremely magnificent structures. And among these structures that the jinnat built for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was Masjid al-Aqsa. So he, at the command of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the jinnat built Masjid al-Aqsa. Tabari explains that the maharib are noble places of worship, and they built for Sulaiman alayhi salam Baytul Maqdis. So the history of Masjid al-Aqsa goes back to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And so when Sulaiman alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam completed building Baytul Maqdis, he made three du'as. And he said, Allah, bless me with perfect judgment, my ability to give judgment perfectly. And number two, grant me a kingdom that no one else would possess after me. And number three, he said that if anyone comes to this masjid that I've built with a pure intention of reading salah in them, then let him leave from here with his sins forgiven, like a child that is born free from sin. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that two of his du'as were answered, and I hope that the third one would have is also answered about forgiveness. So the history of Masjid al-Aqsa goes back to the jinnat who helped Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam build it amongst many other places of worship. And the second group that is mentioned here are the divers. Those were jinn who plunged into the depths of the sea to retrieve treasures and to retrieve pearls and jewels for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, which was used to embellish and beautify his structures and his places of worship. We already discussed right in the beginning the strength of the jinn when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wanted the Bilqis's throne to be brought. Qala ifritu min al jinn. Ifrit, one of the most rebellious jinn, said, Ana atika bihi qabla an taquma min maqamik. I will transport her entire palace, a throne, to you before you stand up from your place. This was the power that they had, the strength they had, but this also displays the how they were subjugated to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the very striking things about his relationship and association with the jinnat of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was his own death. Allah says in the Quran, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ. And when we decreed death for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهِ. Nothing informed them. So they had to go through hard labor. They were working for Nabi Sulaiman. They were building. They had no choice of rebelling or... But if at their first opportunity, they would have stopped laboring for him. So Allah says in the Quran, when we decreed death for him, nothing informed them of his death. They didn't know that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam passed away, except a creature of the earth that ate his stick, his staff. So he was reclining. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam passed away while leaning upon his staff, and while he was overseeing the work of the jinn. And Allah took his ruh away. And Ibn Kathir states that he remained leaning on his staff. The jinn didn't know they thought that he's observing what they are doing. So he remained leaning upon his staff while they continued working for him, thinking that he was alive, until a termite gradually ate the staff on which he was reclining, and eventually he fell. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ when he fell, تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ it became, the jinn realized that if they had knowledge of the unseen, they would not have remained in such humiliating labor. They would have stopped long time. And the some scholar, historians, not hadith, not Quran, they say, historians say, that from the point that Sulaiman, Allah took the ruh of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, until he fell down, 100 years passed. And they labored for 100 years thinking that our boss is looking at us. And after, once he fell, they realized he passed away. That is when they stopped and they said, he's no longer alive. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.